garden hose. Crescents and curves are a lot more interesting than straight lines. Have the highest point of the berm at one end and gradually taper it down to grade at the other end. You could also have more than one peak. How you build and fill the berm depends on your available resources.
People will use poor quality soils or even a little bit of construction debris, little chunks of concrete or something like that. And then I like to recommend about 6 to 8 inches of topsoil on top of that. One thing that I see that people do sometimes is they don't put the good quality soil on top. The plants need something good to grow in, otherwise they're not going to do very well.
If you'll be planting trees or shrubs with deep roots, she recommends building the entire structure out of good quality soil. It's also a good idea to cover it with mulch or plant a ground cover to control erosion. Learn more about building mounds and berms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge is giving the Trump administration 2 weeks to prove it is working to return a man wrongly deported to prison back to the United States. There was a court order barring Kilmar Albrego Garcia from being sent to El Salvador, but he was sent there anyway. Dow futures once again pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. A teenage suspect now in custody after a shooting at a high school in Dallas. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
17-year-old Tracy Haynes was booked into jail before midnight to face a charge called aggravated assault mass shooting. Like the suspect, the four victims are all boys and they are all expected to recover. Bond for Tracy Haynes was set at $600,000.
Gaza's Hamas-run government media office is warning in a statement that the Strip is entering a phase of complete humanitarian collapse as Israel continues to bar the entry of aid. The statement comes after Israel said ground troops will stay in Gaza indefinitely. This is ABC News. A 2-year-old boy found 16 hours after wandering away from his Arizona home. ABC's Dave Packer has more on who or what kept the boy safe.
Arizona rescuers searched all Monday night for 2-year-old Bowden Allen, rancher Scotty Dunton.
I'd heard about the missing child before I was going to town, and when I was driving out the driveway, I noticed my dog was sitting down by the entrance, and I look up and the little kid standing there with my dog.
Dunton says his dog Buford likely protected the boy from mountain lions.
He loves kids, so I can imagine he wouldn't leave him when he found him.
The boy says he slept all night under a tree before the dog found him. As a reward, Dunton says Buford has a nice juicy steak coming his way. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A city council leader in Birmingham, England, says the garbage strike there cannot continue and is urging a new round of talks. Tons of garbage has been piling up on streets for weeks now. People have reported seeing cat-sized rats near their homes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 43. On Thursday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking for $30 million in the next state budget to cover costs for crime victim services. At a Wausau roundtable Tuesday, Call said federal funding for those services has decreased dramatically. In the current federal fiscal year, the funding has been reduced by about 70%. Milwaukee addresses voting problems from the statewide spring election. Over half of the city's polling places either ran short of ballots or ran out completely. Milwaukee Elections Chief Paulino Gutierrez says changes made to avoid future shortages include printing one ballot for every registered voter in Milwaukee. And Republican lawmakers want the state to pitch in $1.25 million in funding to cover the cost of public safety for next week's NFL draft in Green Bay. That money would cover two-thirds of the expected cost to keep people safe during the event, which takes place April 24th through the 26th. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune.
The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One man is severely injured after a semi-truck jackknifed on Highway 93. The incident took place yesterday afternoon. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a strong wind gust blew a hay bale off a trailer, causing it to crash into a semi-truck. The semi then jackknifed, causing it to block both lanes of traffic on Highway 93. The driver of the semi was flown by helicopter to an Eau Claire hospital with serious injuries. A dog was also in the semi, but unharmed. Police did give a ticket to the truck that was hauling the hay bales for having an unsecured load. Another UTV accident in Chippewa County has killed a 97-year-old. That incident took place yesterday afternoon in the 13,400 block of County Highway Q. Police say the 94-year-old was pulling out of his driveway and did not yield to oncoming traffic. That man was flown to a hospital via helicopter but died from his injuries. The driver of the other vehicle was not ticketed for the incident. The Durand Police Department, Durand Fire and EMS, and the Pepin County Sheriff's Department will be hosting a Public Safety Career Day on June 18th and 19th from 9 to 3 each day. The two-day event is designed to give 6th through 12th grade students hands-on experience in law enforcement, firefighting, and emergency medical services. Lunch will be provided both days. For more information on the program, visit the Durand Police Department's Facebook page. A GoFundMe account has been set up for the children of two Taylor County homicide victims. Becky and Joshua Mann were killed in their home near Gilman last Wednesday, leaving behind four children aged 16 to 25 who now face a future without their guiding presence, according to family members who set up the fundraiser. Their initial goal was $30,000, but as of Monday evening, they had more than $63,000 already in the bank. Investigators say they were killed by a 15-year-old boy who fled the scene, then turned the gun on himself sometime later. No motive for the shootings has been given. According to a Facebook post on the Prairie du Chien Gymnastics page, their program has been cut along with the dance and cheer teams. The Prairie du Chien School Board made those cuts in a meeting Monday night. In a posted agenda for the meeting on Monday night, there were 12 items listed for potential co-curricular cuts or changes in the 25-26 school year. No official meeting minutes have been posted on the school's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
More visas have been terminated at the universities of Wisconsin. The university says 43 total visas were revoked for students and recent alumni. The majority of affected visas are on the UW-Madison campus, but also affect 13 people with visas through UW-Milwaukee and other campuses. Legal action is underway to prevent the visa cancellations. WKOW-TV reports a local legal firm is filing a motion in federal court for a restraining order against the Department of Homeland Security for two students with canceled visas. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is also joining a suit against the federal government concerning the terminated visas. A Madison man has been arrested and is accused of trying to hit two people with his car Tuesday morning. Police say the man tried to hit the people working at a house on Hillside Road. One of the people fired shots into the air, saying they feared for their safety. The suspect then drove away, but was seen by a DNR warden driving in the area. Then a chase began with State Patrol, eventually joining the pursuit. After driving over tire inflation devices in Cottage Grove, the 34-year-old suspect was taken into custody. He's facing tentative charges, including first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and more charges could be coming. The University of Wisconsin Oshkosh has its new leader. Dr. Manohar Singh has been named chancellor at UW Oshkosh, becoming the school's 12th leader. Singh is currently the interim president of Western Connecticut State University and will take over the UW Oshkosh role July 1st. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says, as a first-generation college graduate, Singh believes in the power of higher education and will continue to improve lives and is a collaborative leader. Singh replaces Andrew Levitt, who plans to stay at UW Oshkosh and teach chemistry. United Health Group officials say they don't believe a man arrested with a gun at the Minnetonka campus had an issue with the health insurance company. The suspect was taken into custody on Monday after allegedly making threats from his vehicle near the company's headquarters. Authorities say the man called the FBI and threatened violence toward the facility if his needs were not met. The incident comes months after United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down on a New York City street. A former Duluth College professor is suing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Russell Stewart claims he was fired from Lake Superior College for not following Minnesota's COVID-19 mandates by not taking the vaccine. The ethics and philosophy instructor also named his former employer as a defendant in the suit. Stewart is hoping to get his job back and an acknowledgement that his constitutional rights were violated. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Some Republican lawmakers want the state to pitch in some additional funding to cover the cost of public safety for next week's NFL draft in Green Bay. Howard Representative David Steffen.
Over two-thirds of the economic development of the NFL draft is going to be felt outside of Brown County. And that's why two-thirds of the public safety expenses we are looking to have the state cover.
The lawmakers are asking for $1.25 million that would be split among Brown County, the city of Green Bay, and the village of Ashwaubenon. The NFL draft takes place April 24th through the 26th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
The Minnesota Wild are back in the playoffs following a 3-2 overtime win against the Anaheim Ducks at the Xcel Energy Center. Joel Eriksson Ek scored to tie the game with under 30 seconds left in regulation, and Matt Boldy scored the game winner in overtime. The Wild will take on Vegas in the first round of the playoffs. The Twins evened up their series against the New York Mets with a 6-3 win at Target Field. Brooks Lee homered in the victory. Bailey Ober earned his first win after giving up three runs on five hits in six and a third innings. Minnesota has now won two of its last three and is 6-12. David Festa starts for the Twins against the Mets this afternoon. The Minnesota Timberwolves are preparing for game one of the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Wolves visit the Lakers Saturday. Minnesota is the sixth seed in the Western Conference. High school baseball from yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Eau Claire North in the Big Rivers Conference swept the doubleheader over Rice Lake, winning the first game 11-1 and the second 20-4. Meanwhile, Hudson sweeps a doubleheader over Menominee, Hudson winning the first game 11-6 and the second 13-5. Meanwhile, in the Dirondack Conference, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran defeated Cochrane Fountain City 11-2. Also, Fairchild defeats Oliva Strum 11-1. That in five innings. From the Dunn St. Croix Conference yesterday, it was Independence Gilmanton over Plum City Elmwood 2-1, and Mondovi winning over Arcadia 11-1. In girls' high school softball from the Big Rivers Conference, Menominee defeats Eau Claire Memorial 15-0. Meanwhile, in the Dirondack Conference, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran over Cochrane Fountain City 13-3. Oliva Strum, they defeat Osseo Fairchild 6-1. Dunn St. Croix Conference girls' softball, Pep and Alma, they win over Spring Valley 14-1. Meanwhile, in the Middle Border Conference yesterday, Altoona sweeps a doubleheader over Osceola. Altoona wins the first game 16-0 and the second 13-3. Meanwhile, Ellsworth sweeps a doubleheader over St. Croix Central. Ellsworth wins the first game 20-8 and the second 13-3. In non-conference girls softball, Wabasha Kellogg defeats Durand, Arkansas 14-8. Elk Mound over Thorpe 3-2. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Quinn Priester and four Brewer relievers combined to one-hit Detroit last night, blanking the Tigers 5-0. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Priester allowed the Tigers only hit a leadoff double in the sixth. Reese Hoskins broke out of a slump with a three-hit night, including his first home run of the season.
Breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that, but yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats. Gave me one again late there, but I'm trying to continue to go up there and put a quality at-bat together and, you know, kind of pass the baton to the next guy. So yeah, we'll let that grow and try to build off that.
Jose Quintana pitches the series finale for the Brewers today. Bucks guard Damian Lillard will reportedly miss at least the start of the team's playoff series against Indiana due to a blood clot in his right calf. Lillard hasn't played since March 18th because of the condition. Could he be back for any of the first round? Head coach Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful. You know, we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see. You know, but we don't know yet.
NBA play-in tournament underway. Orlando beat Atlanta 120-95. Golden State down Memphis 121-116. Two more tonight. Miami visits Chicago. Dallas is at Sacramento. Wisconsin starting left tackle Kevin Haywood lost for the 2025 season after suffering an ACL injury during spring practice last Thursday. Where do they go now? Head coach Luke Fickell.
We've been fortunate up front in the last two seasons to, you know, have those guys prepared and be able to last through the season. Now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that got to step in.
In the NFL draft in Green Bay, now just 8 days away. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs upper 50s. Southeast winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny early, then becoming cloudy. 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs mid-60s. Friday, a 50% chance of showers. Highs mid-50s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Lake City, 31. Plum City, Nelson, and Wabasha at 30. Pepin, 29. Mondovi, 28. Ogallee, 27. Here at WRDN, sunshine 30 with Jason Aldean. And tonight looks good on you. It's 7:23.
Got a dress that I don't like. You ain't got a pair of jeans that don't fit you just right. There's not a minute in the day that you don't knock me out, you don't blow me away. But girl, now that the sun's gone down, whoa, whoa, looking at you right here and now, baby, something about that southern sky, sitting back behind that moon, it goes perfect with your eyes. Girl, tonight looks good on you. Something about the way you're smiling, making them stars fall right on cue. I just gotta tell you, baby, tonight looks good on you. I can taste the midnight on your lips. Makes me just wanna lean in for another kiss. Wind blowing your hair around, girl, it makes me wanna lay you down. You've been beautiful a million times, but I've never seen you look like this. No, something about that southern sky, sitting back behind that moon, it goes perfect. Your eyes, girl, tonight looks good on you. There's something about the way you're smiling, making them stars fall right on cue. I just gotta tell you, baby, tonight looks good on you. Looks so good on your skin. I don't ever want to go. So good anywhere you are. Tonight looks good on you. Tonight looks good on you. I just gotta tell you, baby.
Up. Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, us go. The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice."
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Kane Brown, Backseat Driver, 735. I'm Brian Winnekins. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Also this morning, NASA needs your help. We'll tell you what they need help with, and you could win $1,200 as well. Well, I'm liking that. Also, we'll tell you about one man who was homeless. Not anymore. We'll tell you why here coming up this morning as well. Well, if you didn't hear, Durant Police Department And also the Durant Fire and EMS and Pepin County Sheriff's Department. They're going to be holding a public class, a two-day class for students in 6th through 12th grades to learn about law enforcement and also firefighting and emergency medical services. They're going to be doing that coming up here in just a few months. And it's a great opportunity to get to learn kind of the ropes and some of the behind-the-scenes stuff as well. For the kids, they'll be able to chance to learn about that to maybe go into law enforcement or firefighting or emergency medical services. You can find out more. Just visit the Durant Police Department's Facebook page for that. Reminder later on today at times this afternoon, we'll have some service disruptions on the AM signal. As engineer Greg coming today, he'll be here later on today and doing his spring maintenance after the winter and that sort of thing. So we have to turn the electricity off to the transmitter so he can do his stuff without getting hurt, of course. And so we may have some service disruption again on our AM signal at times here throughout the afternoon. The FM will work just as normal as always. And also our streaming audio will continue as well at realcountry1430.com. Going to be a nice day today. We'll have details here with that weather forecast coming up.
The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill invite you to their Easter Sunday buffet from 10:45 to 3:30. The menu will include Riverside Grill's delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes and gravy, salad bar, and more. Reservations are appreciated, and to make a reservation, call Riverside Grill at 672-8874. Enjoy the Easter buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, serving great homemade food, Main Street, downtown Durand.
O'Galley Cheese has that perfect Mother's Day gift for your mom. Stop in and browse our large selection of luxurious hand creams, fragrant candles, or elegant jewelry. O'Galley Cheese can also help you arrange a unique wine, cheese, and chocolate basket for your mom. Gift certificates are available in any amount you want. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25. Open 7 days a week.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs upper 50s, southeast winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny early, then a 70% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, highs mid-60s. Friday, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, highs mid-50s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine. Lake City at 31, Plum City, Nelson and Wabasha at 30. Pepin 29, Mondovi 28, O'Galley 27 here at WRDN. Have some of that sunshine and 30 with Leanne Rimes and One Way Ticket at 7:38.
Clip my wings and tell me how high.
pit stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey. Hey. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. Crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising. She's crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now.
had money, I tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
Can't communicate.
Stay.
still breathing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Megan Maroney and MIOK 753. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, you'll have a chance to meet the Easter Bunny this Saturday from 10 to 11:30 at the Duran Public Library. There'll be free admission. Visit the Duran Improvement Group's Facebook page for more information on that. Well, one homeless man who had been living on the streets in California won't be living on the street anymore. Why? A scratch-off lottery ticket. An employee at the convenience store said that the man, a regular, thought he'd struck it rich with a $100,000 jackpot. And they said, no, sorry, sir, it's not $100,000. It's $1 million. The same employee said he drove the man to Fresno the next day to start the process of cashing the ticket. California Lottery says it will take a few weeks to a couple of months for the prize to finally be awarded. There you go, going from homeless to a millionaire.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I just met you a couple hours ago. My last night in town, hey, wouldn't you know?
Show you while I still got the chance.
wish, if you know what I'm saying, one more night would be more than all right with me. So hold on, baby, 'cause you got the soul and you know how to use it. Put your hand on my hip, 'cause you know that I lose it. You got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love to the beat of the music. We're falling in love to the beat of the
this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, trouble, 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 welcome home. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble and never know the love you give.